This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy this morning. Rain likely again. Chance of rain is 60%. Probably a heavier chance in the afternoon. Temperature today only in the low 60s. The second of five indictments to be handed down in the UNC football scandal will be unsealed today. Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall says one of the remaining four indicted is scheduled to turn him or herself in. That person's first court appearance is scheduled for 2 p.m. in Hillsborough. He says between the time of the surrender and the court appearance, the additional indictments will be made public because of their connection to the person surrendering. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson appeared in court on Thursday for her first appearance on charges of athlete-agent inducement, which breaks the Uniformed Agent Act. Those charges, the first in the history of the law that can be found, according to D.A. Woodall. Thompson is alleged to have provided money and two round-trip plane tickets to former UNC football player Greg Little in order to get him to sign a contract with an agent. If she's found guilty, she could face a maximum prison sentence of 15 months and up to a $25,000 fine. For the full story on Jennifer Wiley, or Thompson as she's known now, and the unprecedented nature of the indictments, visit our website, chapelborough.com. The director of communications for UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, Dee Reed, says UNC students are not taking advantage of the opportunity to get credit for fraudulent classes. Just one student out of the 46 current students who took fraudulent courses in UNC's Department of African and Afro-American Studies has registered for a free makeup course since the option was made available back in May. The makeup courses are part of a plan the university is implementing to protect the integrity of the school after a review of the department determined that the courses were fraudulent. These makeup courses are offered to students at the expense of the university. Students receive letters from the school letting them know they won't get credit for the courses. Additionally, a hold was placed on the affected students' accounts. This prevents them from registering for future classes until they meet with an advisor to discuss their options. Additionally, they cannot receive a diploma until the hold is removed. Students have two other options as well. They may take an exam testing their knowledge on information that was supposed to have been taught in a course. They may also submit coursework from the fraudulent classes to a committee for review. If the coursework proves adequate participation for a college course, they do not have to take a makeup class. We asked Dee Reed if students would take advantage of those two options. She did not immediately respond. If you'd like more information about the makeup courses, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. The Central West Steering Committee is on track to present its drafted plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday. And the group, which is disposed to having disagreements, decided to schedule an additional meeting on Monday, though all the members won't be present. Committee member Sarah McEntee said she wanted to spend more time working out important details that were not addressed fully in the plan.
I think this is a good start, but it's not finished. And I think that to put a stamp on it at this time would be very premature.
The committee's looming deadline is November 25th, when it will present final recommendations to the Chapel Hill Town Council for approval. Since December of last year, the committee has worked to craft its vision for future mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Recommendations and the detailed plan include uses and heights for the proposed development and suggestions for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. Chapel Hillian Blair Pollock said during the public comment period that he was pleased with the provision for pedestrians and bike riders.
Really excited and happy to see that on the north side of Estes there's a plan for a wide path more for non-motorized transportation.
The committee made revisions to the draft last night in the sections dealing with streetscapes, transportation, and stormwater management before getting into the minutiae of the meeting. The committee took time to read the draft and then gave feedback. Julie McClintock, who's been very vocal about her frustrations with the process, said she believed the transportation section, which in part discusses development and its impact on traffic in the area, won't be completed or adequately addressed by next Tuesday.
And I know the staff's doing the best they can, but this is an artificially imposed deadline, and we can't really do a good job, a thoughtful job.
Town staff said that more in-depth traffic analysis will be incorporated into the plan next week. McClintock added that she did think the draft had progressed and that it laid a good framework for moving forward. Development and its relationship with stormwater management has been a contested topic over which many members of the community have voiced their concerns. Town planner Megan Woolley said that section of the plan was reviewed by the town's stormwater management division. She said adjustments were made for practical purposes between stringent regulations and realistic expectations. Committee member David Tuttle said he would rather step up stormwater infrastructure. Given the flash flooding that swept through Chapel Hill this past summer, the group agreed to meet again Monday at 3 p.m. at a location still to be determined, and will then present its recommendations to the planning board Tuesday night at 7 in the Public Works Building 2 on Millhouse Road. Orange County commissioners might be willing to consider a bond referendum to finance repairs on aging schools, but they want to make sure it will delay the need for new buildings. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Orange County commissioners last night signaled they might be willing to shift the focus of a proposed $100 million bond referendum. In a prior discussion, the board had talked about getting voter approval to finance a new jail and a fifth middle school for the Chapel Hill-Carver City School System. Those two projects alone would total $73 million. But school board members from both the Chapel Hill-Carver and Orange County districts say aging schools are badly in need of repair. They estimate fixing those could cost as much as $230 million. Commissioner Mark Dorison said he'd like some guarantee from district officials that renovating older schools would increase student capacity, delaying the need for new buildings.
I think if we're going to put any money into the renovation of these older schools, which is much needed, I think we ought to demand that any renovation increase capacity, whether it's in the middle school, whether it's in the elementary school, whatever those plans are. That money should have as a additional benefit that it's going to push out either the next middle school, the next elementary school, the next high school, whatever it is.
If voters approve a $100 million bond package, Assistant County Manager Clarence Greer told the board that could mean raising the tax rate by 4.18 cents for the next 20 years to cover the $6.7 million annual debt payments. In order to get the referendum on the ballot for the November 2014 election, the school boards and commissioners must come up with a list of priorities by early June. Chapel Hill-Carver administrators have already completed a detailed assessment of the district's older buildings, while Orange County school officials have a study underway. County commissioners will discuss the timing of the possible bond package at a meeting later this fall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Students at about 80 elementary schools all over North Carolina, including our local elementary schools, are scheduled to walk or bike to school today to celebrate a global effort aimed at building awareness of the benefits of those exercises. The North Carolina Department of Transportation says the activities associated with International Walk to School Day today include one-day celebrations and months-long activities such as safety awareness campaigns and health and wellness promotions. North Carolina DOT's Safe Routes to School program, Walk to School events have multiple goals. Among them is creating safer routes for walking and bicycling and emphasizing the importance of issues such as increasing physical activity among children, pedestrian safety, and building connections between families, schools, and the broader community. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you're trying to decide what to do for lunch today, let me suggest stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides at Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham, just off Mount Moriah Road. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Norton.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing some slowdowns on NC 54 eastbound and westbound. Eastbound, it's between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Westbound, we're seeing the delays between Barbie Chapel Road and 15501. Then on 15501 northbound between NC 86, that interchange there, and Manning Drive, we're seeing delays. Again, that's 15501 northbound. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather looks pretty much exactly what you think, almost like yesterday. It's brought to you by Southern Season. Celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy this morning, rain likely, 60% chance of it all day, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, 60% chance of rain continues. low tonight, about 52. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll get down to the low 50s once again. Still 50% chance of rain. A little bit better on Friday and maybe a few degrees warmer, high in the upper 60s on Friday. But it definitely is fall weather out there. 717 at WCHL. Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Maria Palmer says she's concerned about the town's budget and if she gets elected will address its shortfalls. WCHL Grant Northam spoke with Maria Palmer about her seeking election to the town council and how she believes she will best serve you.
Maria, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
The town's budget and survival is at stake. We are spending more than we're bringing in, and we are rapidly using our reserves, and we cannot continue laying off people or not replacing people who leave. Town services will suffer.
In a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues as they come up?
Well, that issue needs to be addressed on several fronts. We need to increase that commercial tax base. We need to look at what we're spending and where we're spending it, and set our priorities and stick with them. But primarily, we need to develop Chapel Hill smartly so that we have more density and more commercial development that can sustain the services we have.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Maria Palmer. How, as a member of the Town Council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
I think this is something I bring to the council that's very important. I am a bilingual, bicultural, 17-year permanent citizen. I was here before that when I started my doctoral studies at UNC. But in the last 17 years, I have pastored a Hispanic congregation for 8 years. I am connected to a lot of the communities or the segments of Chapel Hill. I have been endorsed by the AFL-CIO, but by the Breakfast Club, the Hank Anderson, Yoni Chapman, and a Bill Thorpe Breakfast Club. That shows you a little bit of the network I have and the folks that tell me what problems they're facing in their everyday life.
And aside from that, what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I really bring experiences that they haven't had, but also my experience at the state level on the State Board of Education and at the county level with the Human Rights Commission and all the different task forces that I have served in. I was the co-chair of the Chapel Hill 2020 Transit, well, actually, we called it Getting Around Committee. It looked at all forms of transportation. And we got down in the weeds about how to make Chapel Hill a connected community, pedestrian-friendly, bicycle-friendly, how we could possibly expand transit services, how we can make Chapel Hill a more livable community for everybody, whether you have a car or not. And the things that we propose would benefit people who drive, too, because it would take some of the cars out of the streets, giving more options to people. So I think we did, well, all modesty aside, I think my committee did an awesome job, and I want to help implement our recommendations.
Once again, that is Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Maria Palmer speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. You can hear the full interview by viewing this story on our website, chapelbro.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. A state-run program that gets federal dollars to ensure proper nutrition for pregnant women and their young children won't issue any vouchers beyond those already given out for October. Officials say the federal government shutdown is the reason the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children stopped issuing vouchers yesterday. About 80% of eligible clients have received benefits for October. Officials with the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services say they don't have enough money to issue more vouchers. Officials say families who don't get the vouchers can apply for food stamps. The WIC program provides food vouchers, nutrition education, and health care referrals for 264,000 women and children monthly in North Carolina. The federal government pays the program's $200 million cost. A new poll suggests that Americans are mostly holding Republicans responsible for the partial government shutdown. 63% of those who answered the Associated Press GFK survey says it's the GOP's fault, and half say President Barack Obama and the Democrats are to blame. But most now disapprove of the way the president is handling his job. WCHL News Time, 7:22. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Sports brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The number 12 UNC men's soccer team continued its tumble from the top spot with a Tuesday night overtime loss to number 13 Clemson. Carolina dropped the 2-1 decision at Fetzer Field in chilly, damp conditions. The offense was as dreary as the weather. Chargers failed to capitalize on goalkeeper Brendan Moore's continued fine play, totaling 7 saves in the contest last night. Shot opportunities may have been few and far between for the Tar Heels, but in the 68th minute, the equalizer came from midfielder Verneri Valima. Carolina almost walked away with its first conference win at the end of regulation. Jordan McCrary sent the ball over the wide-open net off a cross. The game clock expired to send the match into OT. Clemson netted the game winner just 98 seconds into the overtime frame to give UNC its first conference loss and second loss of the season. The struggling Tar Heels next hit the road to take on Boston College on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Carolina men's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelbro.com. UNC freshman tennis player Jamie Loeb is starting her first year at Carolina in style. Loeb can't claim the 2013 Riviera ITA Women's All-American Championships to become the first freshman since 2004 to win the singles title. Loeb beat top-seeded Robin Anderson, representing UCLA, 6-4, 6-love, to wrap up her 9-day odyssey to the championship. What's more, Loeb now has etched her place in Carolina athletics history. She became the first Tar Heel in school history to take home the illustrious Women's All-American Championships. And Loeb seemed to really take her game to the next level as the tournament progressed, refusing to drop a single set in main draw play as the competition level rose. She was a giant killer, eliminating the top three seeds in the competition during her memorable title run. With a record-breaking triumph, Loeb earned an automatic bid to the USTA ITA National Indoor Intercollegiate Championships November 7th through 10th at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. In football, Duke coach David Cutcliffe says quarterback Anthony Boone is day-to-day in his recovery from a broken collarbone. Boone started the first two games at Duke at quarterback, but hasn't played since suffering the injury in the second quarter at Memphis way back on September 7th. Cutcliffe said yesterday Boone's getting some practice work, still hasn't participated in full-speed drills. Well, the Carolina Panthers have a lot of problems. I don't think Armonte Edwards was one of them, but the Panthers have given up on Armonte Edwards, waiving the fourth-year wide receiver. The team announced a move yesterday. Former Panthers general manager Marty Herney drafted the Appalachian State quarterback in the third round in 2010, giving up a second-round pick in 2011 to New England to get him. The move has proven to be one of the most costly in franchise history. Although Edwards was a favorite among local Mountaineer alumni and a lot of other football fans around the state, he never made the transition to wide receiver at the NFL level. He was never really given the chance to succeed at quarterback. Edwards had 5 career receptions for 121 yards and averaged 7 yards per punt return. Panthers have not filled his roster spot, not yet. Carolina signed wide receiver Tony Clemens to the practice squad and terminated wide receiver Cordell Robertson from the practice squad. So Armonte Edwards' career with the Carolina Panthers is over. Maybe he will hook on with another team in the NFL. We'll just have to wait and see. 7:26 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who is Jack Halpern and why is he questioning Roy Williams' integrity? This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Hopefully Jack Halpern isn't another Jennifer Wiley and will disappear into thin air now that he has given the News and Observer another blockbuster story. Halpern announced that after 23 years as a part-time tutor for the UNC Athletic Department, he is turning in his pencil and slide rule. I don't know Halpern, but I promise you I will find out who he is and why he has chose to smear more mud on the university that has paid him something for the last 23 years. I'll say the same thing to him that I said to Jay Smith. If you have a beef about how things are being handled with athletics, why take it public? Work within the system to get it changed instead of making a bad situation worse. Halpern said he won't tutor athletes anymore after Roy Williams decided to begin basketball practice with P.J. Hairston on the court. even though the final punishment for Hirst and some indiscretions has yet to be announced. Halpern says Roy should part with PJ permanently and cited two irrelevant reasons. One, if Halpern did the same things as Hirst, he would be fired from UNC. And two, the UNC football scandal. First off, Halpern wouldn't get fired for driving a car rented by someone else because no one would care. And he wouldn't get fired because there was gun and pot in the car unless someone could prove they were his gun and pot. And if he were, he'd have one hell of a lawsuit against the university. Second, the football scandal should have nothing to do with how Hairston is adjudicated. In 25 years of college coaching, Roy Williams has a reputation of being a teetotaler for the rules and running a squeaky clean program at both Kansas and Carolina. To ignore that and say he had summarily boot Hairston's butt off the team because some rogues in the football program got us in hot water is completely the wrong reason. Because Butch Davis blew it, old Roy should say screw it? I think not. While pressure is being exerted from the top down, Board of Governors to Carol Folt to Bubba Cunningham to Roy Williams, the last thing we want to do is make Hairston an example so the university can feel good about itself again. Roy Williams was trained by Dean Smith and knows how to handle these things. If you want to hit the road, Jack, fine, but take your shallow reasoning with you. This is our chance for you. See ya.
At East 54, we have 11, make that 10, condos left. Three, make that two, on the golf side, and seven, on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe and a hotel on the inside with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, two great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com, because those nine condos, eight, seven, really six, are going fast.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
The Orange County Parks and Recreation Council will host its final public input session at 7 o'clock p.m. This will give residents a chance to provide feedback on the findings and recommendations about the future of parks and recreation needs for Orange County. The meeting will be held on Thursday, October 10th. For the meeting location, please call 919-245-2518. That's 919-245-2518.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's half off, $30 towards costume rental, available now for $15. Need a Halloween costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? And their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted ordered by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. It is 57 degrees, cloudy, rain likely all day, 60% chance of it. Our high temperature today in the low 60s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett, Vice Chair at the Federal Reserve Now. Janet Yellen looks to move up.
She's got tremendous amounts of experience at the Fed in academics and monetary policy. She's a superb economist and is really the right choice at this point to become the next Fed chair.
Economist Joel Neroff on the Woman. woman expected to be nominated today by President Obama. Business correspondent Anthony Mason on CBS This Morning.
She sat alongside Ben Bernanke, remember, for the last 3 to 4 years, and she is kind of a co-architect of the policy that we've seen.
CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the economic stimulus program that's been Fed policy for a while will likely continue in some form.
The Federal Reserve is buying $85 billion a month worth of bonds. The idea that Yellen will be taking over might mean a slower scale back of those bond purchases. That might be a little bit more stock market friendly, probably make some people who are worried about inflation somewhat uncomfortable.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 58 degrees and cloudy, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The second of five indictments in the UNC football scandal will be unsealed today. Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall says one of the remaining four indicted is scheduled to turn him or herself in. That person's first court appearance is scheduled for this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Hillsboro. He says between the time of the surrender and the court appearance, the additional indictments will be made public because of their connection to the person surrendering. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson, basically known as Jennifer Wiley up until recently, appeared in court on Thursday for her first appearance on charges of athlete-agent inducement, which breaks the Uniform Agent Act. Those charges are the first in the history of the law that can be found, according to Woodall. Thompson is alleged to have provided money and two round-trip airplane tickets to former UNC football player Greg Little in order to get him to sign a contract with an agent. If she's found guilty, she could face a maximum prison sentence of 15 months and up to a $25,000 fine. For the full story on Jennifer Wiley, or Thompson, and the unprecedented nature of the indictments, visit WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. The director of communications for UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, Dee Reed, says UNC students have not been taking advantage of the opportunity to get credit for fraudulent classes. Just one student out of the 46 current students who took fraudulent courses in UNC's Department of African and Afro-American Studies has registered for a free makeup course since the option was made available back in May. The makeup courses are part of a plan the university is implementing to protect the integrity of the school after a review of the department determined that the courses were fraudulent. These makeup courses are offered to students at the expense of the university. For more information about the makeup courses, you can view this story and get more details on our website, chapelboro.com. The Central West Steering Committee is on track to present its drafted plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday night. And the group, which is disposed to having disagreements, decided to schedule an additional meeting on Monday, though all the members won't be present. Committee member Sarah McEntee said she wanted to spend more time working out important details that were not addressed fully in the plan.
I think this is a good start, but it's not finished. And I think that to put a stamp on it at this time would be very premature.
The committee's looming deadline is the 25th of November, when it will present final recommendations to the Chapel Hill Town Council for approval. Since December of last year, the committee has worked to craft its vision for future mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Recommendations in the detailed plan include uses and heights for the proposed development and suggestions for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. Chapel Hillian Blair Pollock said during the public comment period he was pleased with the provision for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Really excited and happy to see that on the north side of Estes there's a plan for a wide path more for non-motorized transportation.
The committee made revisions to the draft last night in the sections dealing with streetscapes, transportation, and stormwater management. Before getting into the minutiae of the meeting, the committee took time to read the draft and then gave feedback. Julie McClintock, who's been vocal about her frustration with the process, said she believed that the transportation section, which in part discusses development and its impact on traffic in that area, won't be completed or adequately addressed by next Tuesday.
And I know the staff's doing the best they can, but this is an artificially imposed deadline, and we can't really do a good job, a thoughtful job.
Town staff said that more in-depth traffic analysis would be incorporated into the plan next week. McClintock added that she did think the draft had progressed and that it laid a good framework for moving forward. Development and its relationship with stormwater management has been a contested topic over which many members of the community have voiced their concerns. Town planner Megan Woolley said that section of the plan was reviewed by the town's stormwater management division. She said adjustments were made for practical purposes between stringent regulations and realistic expectations. Committee member David Tuttle said he would rather step up stormwater infrastructure given the flash flooding that swept through Chapel Hill this summer. The group agreed to meet again on Monday at 3 in the afternoon at a location still to be determined. It will then present its recommendations to the planning board Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the Public Works Building 2 on Millhouse Road. Orange County commissioners might be willing to consider a bond referendum to finance repairs on aging schools. We talked about that yesterday. But they want to make absolutely sure it will delay the need for new buildings. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Orange County commissioners last night signaled they might be willing to shift the focus of a proposed $100 million bond referendum. In a prior discussion, the board had talked about getting voter approval to finance a new jail and a fifth middle school for the Chapel Hill Carver City School System. Those two projects alone would total $73 million. But school board members from both the Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County districts say aging schools are badly in need of repair. They estimate fixing those could cost as much as $230 million. Commissioner Mark Dorison said he'd like some guarantee from district officials that renovating older schools would increase student capacity, delaying the need for new buildings.
I think if we're going to put any money into the renovation of these older schools, which is much needed, I think we ought to demand that any renovation increase capacity, whether it's in the middle school, whether it's in the elementary school, whatever those plans are, that money should have as a additional benefit that it's going to push out either the next middle school, the next elementary school, the next high school, whatever it is.
If voters approve a $100 million bond package, Assistant County Manager Clarence Greer told the board that could mean raising the tax rate by 4.18 cents for the next 20 years to cover the $6.7 million annual debt payments. In order to get the referendum on the ballot for the November 2014 election, the school boards and commissioners must come up with a list of priorities by early June. Chapel Hill Carborough administrators have already completed a detailed assessment of the district's older buildings, while Orange County school officials have a study underway. County commissioners will discuss the timing of the possible bond package at a meeting later this fall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in news around town this morning, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith and the town of Chapel Hill kicks off a new youth initiative, Chapel Hill for Youth, by inviting teens and tweens to a series of interactive events and forums. The first forum takes place October 24th from 6:30 until 8 p.m. at the Street Scene Teen Center. The purpose of the youth initiative is to investigate how to better meet the needs of the town's young people. A town release says in a college town environment dominated by a major university, the youth who grew up in Chapel Hill are sometimes overlooked. Community outreach efforts include four public meetings, each with a different audience. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 7:39. Coming up in just a few minutes, today's commentary is on the way from Matt Hughes. He says we ought to keep the control local. That is on the way on WCHL. In addition to that, today's WCHL hometown hero is a man who believes in contributing to the community. He retired here. He's done a lot of things in the community, including his work with RSVVP program at the Seymour Senior Center. And that is on the way. It's week three of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We're sending two lucky Carolina fans to New York City and Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Remember, we have more location sponsors than ever before this year. With 38 locations to enter at all over town, no way you want to miss getting your entry in each week. You can increase your odds of being a finalist. Enter in every location once a week for the next 4 weeks at locations including Home Instead Senior Care, Jersey Mike's, Kitchen Works, Louise Beck Properties, Mama Dips, Moe's Bottle Shop, PTA Thrift Shop, Venable, and Vietri. There are many more locations, of course. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelboro.com, and on Chapel Bros Facebook page as well. We're drawing finalists weekly from each of those methods. And, of course, our on-air call-in finalists each weekday during the WCHL morning, afternoon, and evening news with Aaron Keck and yours truly. So if you want to be a finalist for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance, you can be caller number 6. right now at 919-929-WCHL.
Exactly 5 years ago, Diamonds Direct came to Raleigh on a mission to revolutionize the way people here buy diamonds and bridal jewelry. Our concept was new to the Triangle then, but as second-generation diamond cutters, we were confident in our product. And after 15 years of selling to the public in Charlotte, we felt the Triangle was perfect for our unique concept. Diamond prices here were way too high, and selection was too limited. We came to give you a clear choice and a better alternative to old-style jewelry retailing. When we opened, word spread quickly. And today, Diamonds Direct Crabtree is one of the fastest-growing stores in America, with tens of thousands of satisfied customers and a solid reputation for quality, value, and service.
Hello, this is Barack Hennes, Vice President of Diamonds Direct Crabtree. I want to thank you for making us the leader in diamond and bridal jewelry. We love the Triangle and are thrilled to serve you, now and for years to come.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's only direct diamond importer and the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay. We listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Tax, title, license, and dock fees not included.
743 at WCHL. Trust us, and congratulations to Debbie LeMay, who just got qualified to win in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. And you will have another opportunity to get to call in and get qualified next hour on WCHL. Go to chapelbro.com, get all the details on the contest. You could be spending a little time in New York. And
Sounds good.
Envy you if you're the winner of this contest.
Yeah.
A lot of people excited about it.
Ron, we'll send you to New York and you can do a live remote every day.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How long?
3 weeks.
Okay. All right. That's the deal, buddy. That's the deal.
I just came up with that, so I'm sure the admin listening is going to be just thrilled.
Oh, I'm sure Barry Leffler is going to be really happy.
Yeah,
with
certainly.
With that suggestion.
Certainly.
All right. Well, listen, I know that you're not here to talk about that, and that was not serious, folks. I'm not going to New York for 3 weeks.
No, that's anything. True.
Although a lot of people probably would love to send me there.
Sure, yeah.
What is happening today at chapelboro.com?
Well, D.G. Martin says some things are worse than a government shutdown. And
really?
That is his column today. Yeah, that's what he says. You'll have to read the column to find out what exactly that is.
I guess I'll have to.
Yeah. So D.G. Martin's one-on-one column in our local buzz columns on our website, chapelboro.com. And Donabeth Leffler has a picture of John Boehner on her column, her Savvy Spender column, and the title is Bravery. So we'll see how Bravery and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, match up. You want to read that column in our local buzz columns as well. Our short list this month is the best place for a pumpkin flavored treat. Mm-hmm. We want to know what is the best place that you visit that has a pumpkin flavored treat. Nah, it got me again.
I like pumpkin bread and I like pumpkin pie.
To be honest, I am not a pumpkin fan at all.
No, other than that, I'm not either.
Not a fan of pumpkin anything.
Yeah.
So I won't be banking my votes, but I know a lot of people love pumpkin.
I'm not in favor of pumpkin flavored coffee or hot chocolate or anything.
My wife loves that. But, she loves when the pumpkin spice comes out every year. Oh, mm-hmm. She craves it all year long.
Well, it's your wife's birthday today.
It is.
So go fix Randy a cup of that.
I'll have to do that for sure.
When you get home today.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to think of what cake to get her. An ice cream cake? I think we both win then.
I don't know. Pumpkin flavored ice cream cake?
Eh, I don't know about that.
Sounds horrible to me. But
yeah.
Whatever.
No kidding. We've also got a new photo gallery up on the Farm to Stable event, so you'll want to check that out. Lots of great photo galleries up there. Of course, still festival just from yesterday, so it's still fresh on our galleries, and we've got a new one every day, so you'll want to check them out. Lots more going on our website. Of course, catch up on all of our news and sports and a lot of great other things on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right, and stay tuned for more on the exciting adventures of Ran and Randy on WCHL. Thanks a lot, man.
You can call us the Rans. That's okay.
It's 746 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. A key principle of conservatives has always been that the government closest to the people is more responsive to the needs of the people and better connected. However, lately, that principle is nothing more than a hollow talking point. Raleigh Republicans have taken Asheville's city water system, moved to make local nonpartisan elections partisan, invalidated the Dix property lease from the city of Raleigh, and is in the process of taking Charlotte Douglas International Airport from the authority of the city of Charlotte. Of course, there's also our own local examples of the General Assembly refusing to authorize Chapel Hill's voter owned election program and attempting to invalidate local ordinances against public smoking. Our local leaders better understand the needs of our communities and craft policies which respond to those needs and are in line with the values of those communities. It appears as if leaders in Raleigh believe that our elected community leaders do not trust those who are closest to the people to govern effectively. Yet they expect local government to take on more responsibilities with fewer resources and even fewer choices. Perhaps it's best summed up by saying that the GOP leaders in Raleigh do not trust folks like our local elected leaders because they're leaders they don't like in cities they don't like advocating policies they don't like. Let's keep important local policy decision making where it belongs, locally, and encourage leadership in Raleigh to focus on the real issues affecting our state, like high unemployment, strengthening our education system, and covering the uninsured in our state. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fall is here and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We are celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hey, Gaines Steer here. Speaking of good news, the Last Unicorn is hosting our 13th annual Lucky Fall Show and Tell sale. The Last Unicorn, you recall, is that funky 5-acre outdoor showroom brimming with unique antiques for home and garden. Hosted on Saturday and Sunday, October 12 and 13, plus 19 and 20, the name of this show and tell sale is Whale of a Sale or Uni-Whale Sale. Get it? Till then, Gaines. Map on www.thelastunicorn.com.
The Carolina Inn is now the Tailgate Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn inviting you to tailgate with us for every home game. Enjoy our Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar, including our signature extra spicy incinerator. There's plenty of comfortable seating under the shady oaks and magnolias on the Inn's front lawn, along with big screen TVs. And at game time, Keenan Stadium is only steps away. Bring your Tar Heel spirit to the Carolina Inn, also known as the Tailgate Inn. Find out more at CarolinaInnEvents.com. Go Heels.
Build your own Bloody Mary. Sounds good to me. It's 7:50 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenient Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, and only 79 cents. What's more, they're guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. All right, traffic this morning has been Kind of the usual. Nothing really all that out of the ordinary. If you spot anything unusual, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you do when you decide to communicate with us, please do it safely. And we'll pass along the word to everybody else. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, presented by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. It is 57 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough. Cloudy, rain likely, probably in the afternoon, but a 60% chance of rain pretty much all day. High temperature today in the low 60s. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely with the low in the low 50s. Chance of rain is 60%. And so it's not going away. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain with a high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with the low in the low 50s again, and the chance of rain still 50-50. A little bit better day on Friday, 20% chance of rain, high in the upper 60s, so just a few degrees warmer as well. So actually, not a bad day. If you don't mind the threat of rain, it's definitely fall. No question about that. Love this time of the year. All right, Wayne Pond joins us now, WCHL, with the word of the day. And Wayne, also say good morning to Rand Northam, who's just having a good time in here this morning. He's going to have the joke for us in just a couple of minutes here.
The ever natty, the ever sartorial Rand.
Yes.
Good morning, Wayne.
I hear those descriptions that Ron offers of your attire every morning.
It's quite well dressed.
Scary. I think there's something disturbing about that trend, Rand. You need to
oh, really?
It.
About me describing it or the way he dresses?
Both. the first and foremost, yeah.
All right, well.
All right, guys, time's a-wasting. Rand, I'm going to throw you an absolute, what would be the baseball metaphor here, a pitch that you ought to hit right out of the park. The word of the day.
Fastball right down the middle.
There you go. Take your pick on the pronunciation here. You can say Babel or you can say Babel. Either way, it's B, B as in boy, B-A-B-E-L, Babel or Babel. This is a noun that derives from the Hebrew. Mm-hmm. According to the wordsmith, this is a word that has been used in English since the 14th century. Now, that is almost as long as Ron Stutz has been on the radio.
Yeah,
so
true.
You should recognize it. It's all about the story of the people who wanted to build a tower that reached the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God Almighty was displeased at that project. There was too much government funding involved or something like that. And so he confounded the speech. Babel, Babel, what is the meaning of that term, guys?
No idea.
Makes me think of an infant.
Of a what?
Of an infant. And it's his babble, his rambling of nonsense.
Well, it is exactly right. Confused speech, a mixture of noises, voices. It doesn't make any sense. What I was thinking about is the distinguished gentlemen and ladies in Raleigh.
Or Washington.
Not to mention Washington.
Or Washington, D.C., yeah.
All right, so I hope you get a winner on this one. I certainly expect you to, Ron. B-A-B-E-L, Babel or Babel, a confusion of or mixture of noises or voices. Certainly fits with the situation going on with our so-called congressional leaders in Washington, D.C., huh?
Yeah, it's a veritable cacophony of noise.
Rand, did you get that? That was the whipped cream and the cherry on top of the pumpkin spice brownie that Ron loves so much.
Somebody was listening.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I like that. You know.
All job. Right, guys, take it easy. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be all good, boys. Right.
Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Next hour, we'll have an opportunity for you to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Ladies and gentlemen, 7:55. Rand Northam here to deliver the clean joke of the day. I hope it's clean, and I hope it's funny.
A distraught older woman is looking at herself in the mirror and crying. Her voice shakes as she says to her husband, "I'm so old, I'm so fat, I look horrible, I really need a compliment."
Her husband, determined to quickly give his beloved the comfort she needs, exclaims, "Wow, you have good eyesight."
Just about the worst thing you could possibly say. That's terrible.
She was not very descript in what kind of compliment she wanted.
She was not very pleased with this compliment either.
And 3 days later, they divorced.
Probably so. 756 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mike Gilliam of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL hometown hero. The word retired just doesn't fit you. You have to be out doing something to help other people.
Life is too short to sit around and not get out there and be busy and do something useful. I'd rather be busy, and I'll sit down later, but for now, I like to keep going.
And what did Mike Gilliam do before he retired?
Flew for the Air Force for 6 years, and then after that with IBM in marketing for 30 years.
You decided to move to Chapel Hill.
We moved here about 3 years after retiring. In 2004, we moved up from the Atlanta area, and for a couple of years, we got to be with our family, who also lives in the area. We have lots of grandkids in North Carolina, so that was a delight, but pretty soon, I decided to get tapped into activities at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. I volunteer doing people's income taxes, people that have low incomes and can't really afford professional assistance. People like Janice Tyler and Kathy Porter and Mira Austin do an awful lot to keep people busy at the Seymour Center. This year, I've been asked to head up a group of people that teach at seniors computer class. And so we call it Seymour Tech in honor of Bob and Pearl Seymour. And we've continued a long tradition that used to be called SeniorNet. And we put on classes about 8 months of the year. And we teach people iPads and Windows, genealogy, and just a whole lot of classes. Once you have to find teachers and find students and do marketing for them, it can keep you kind of busy.
Our listeners probably won't be able to tell this, but you're actually sitting on a bicycle right now. You are actually riding. You do that just to stay in shape or clear your head?
People who know me know I ride a bike around. I stay off the busy streets. I get across MLK and across 15501 as fast as I can, but if I can get away with it, I'll always ride instead of taking a car. I ride to the Seymour Center. When I used to volunteer down at UNC Hospital in the ER or in the burn center, I would ride a bike there as well. So it gives me an excuse to get some exercise while I'm going to do something useful.
What would you say to other retired folks out there who feel that they might have something to offer other folks who are less fortunate?
Yeah, just ask yourself, what is it you like doing and what skills and what gifts you've always felt you had? And just imagine yourself sharing that with people who don't have those skills but need them. And then go to someplace like the Seymour Center and hook up with the RSVP program and get started. Just do something and you'll find you can make a big difference.
Our thanks to Walt Mack for the nomination and congratulations, Mike Gilliam, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, the proverbial cloudy day, does not look good today. We have a 60% chance of rain pretty much all day long, and our high temperature today only in the low 60s. Right now, it's not much of a change because it's 57 degrees right now at WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.